Hello and welcome back to Gay Screaming. I'm Charlie, aka Misty Terrain, and I'm joined by
the weird skinny monster thing from The Conjuring.
The red one?
No, the blue one.
There's a blue one?
Is that The Conjuring? It's one of the movies with the scary stuff happening.
The Conjuring? Okay, so funny story about The Conjuring. Also, this is Jared, by the way.
Oh yeah, that's my name. Don't worry about
it. I remember watching...
Oh, this is not what I thought.
What is that from?
The Crooked Man from The Conjuring.
I don't remember him. Okay, I just remember watching The Conjuring at like 14 years old.
It was The Quiet Place. Or A Quiet Place. Wait, wait, wait.
The one with the
aliens?
I'll show you. Where?
Was it A Quiet Place?
Those are aliens, though, no?
I don't know what the fuck they are, Charlie.
They look like
not the Demogorgons.
Yeah, they look like Demogorgons.
Quiet Place Monster. Maybe it wasn't this. I don't know. I just say things thinking one thing and I'm completely wrong.
I'm sure it'll come to you.
One of these days.
You know, I'm usually the one that's wrong, but sometimes it is Jared.
This is true. Verifiable fact.
Sometimes. Not always. But...
Sometimes.
Yeah, I just remember it was like a group of me and my friends watching The Conjuring at my place, and we were ready to be like scared shitless because we were like, we're going to get a scary movie, right?
Mm-hmm.
That movie was not scary at all. I was not moved by it. There was one point where they were playing that one song from SpongeBob. No.
What?
You know the one that it plays when in the first episode of SpongeBob when he's making all those burgers for the salmons? The tuna fish? I don't remember what they are. You know the ones that, yeah, the ones that go meet me.
Is that a nematode? I don't know.
No, the nematodes are the ones that ate his house.
Oh my god, they all up on SpongeBob shit.
SpongeBob. No, little German boy, don't go inside that house.
Were they anchovies?
Maybe they were anchovies. But you know, it had that lady where it sounded like, where she sounded like...
Oh, yeah.
That song played in the movie, in The Conjuring, and
yeah.
we could not help but laugh, because we were like, that's the SpongeBob song.
Yeah.
Anyways, hi. Welcome back.
Unpopular opinion, I don't find most scary movies scary, and maybe that's because I'm desensitized to them, but yeah, The Conjuring was definitely not scary.
I did watch Scream 5 recently, and I was ready to have, like, my wig snatched. As the kids would say.
Scream is like not even I don't even consider that a horror movie. It's like more of a slasher.
You take that. Well, it is a slasher.
Yeah. And like, I consider like, maybe that's me just making arbitrary categories for things, but I don't think of slashers as like really scary.
I think slashers are fun.
I mean, yeah, they're camp.
Yeah.
Because like shit like Saw and like fucking... What's the movie with Jason? Friday the 13th and shit like that. Mm-hmm. Like, I was never...
Is
I was
Saw scared a slasher, of them though?
It's more like fucking torture, body horror, torture, you know, porn.
Yeah.
But when I was younger, I used to be scared of those movies. Now I'm, like, so whatever about them. I just get grossed out half the time. It's not even, like, fear.
The only, like, murder trick thing I remember from Saw was that there was, like, a key inside of a box, right? I think it was the second movie. There was a key inside of a box, and the girl had to, like, put her hands through these two slots to get the key.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing was, as soon as she puts her hands through the slots, the, like, slots, like, open up like a flower and start, like, cutting her up.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause they're all, like, pointed knives. Or, I don't know. It didn't make sense. Anyways, she basically, like, lost her hands and died there.
Nice.
Yeah.
Jigsaw, we need to talk.
He's just feeling fun and flirty and fresh.
The last horror movie that actually made me scared was Hereditary, and that was years ago.
I can't think of a genuinely like a scary moment in a movie that made me go like, oh, you know, like recently. Because even when I was watching Scream 5 recently, I was just there for like the fun of it, you know? Because like when I was watching it, I was like, this is fun and cute and stuff, but like, I don't know that this movie needed to exist. You know, I think we would have been just fine. Because, like, I remember the promotion where it was like, it all comes back to the original. And Miss Sydney Prescott, Miss Neve Campbell, was barely in that movie. She was just kind of there to be like, hey, I'm here. You know how, like,
Jamie Lee Curtis in the new Halloween?
Yeah. When she was there in, like, the beginning and the end. Mm-hmm. You know how, like, in Kingdom Hearts 3, they have to go, like, rescue Aqua?
Yeah. And everything? Because like, she's literally in hell and Mickey Mouse left her there.
Yeah. And we hate Mickey Mouse. we'll get to that later.
Hate Mickey Mouse. Completely unrelated to Kingdom Hearts. I also just don't like Mickey Mouse.
Yeah. As a character?
As in general. He represents Disney, and I don't like Disney. Yeah. As, like, a massive corporation.
Should we get into that now?
Are we?
We can. We can talk.
We don't even have a topic this week, guys. We're just kind of here.
Yeah, we're just walking. Well, let's talk about Wendy Williams real quick, actually.
As soon as you do the fake Wendy voice, you're like, I want to talk about her.
She's not,
I've been going on about this, but I think she's going to be, like, the queen, and she's going to, like, die, and then they're going to be like, just kidding, she's alive, guys. It was all a prank, she's alive. But, like, she's been gone for a while.
I don't know that she's gonna die soon.
But, like, she's not mentally okay. She's, like, low-key getting dementia.
Yeah, well, like...
So low-key, though.
Allegedly.
Not high-key, low-key.
Allegedly.
Allegedly, don't sue us.
Don't sue us, Miss Williams. We are poor.
Speak for yourself. No, I'm kidding.
Now you're calling me a broke bitch. But, like, Wendy Williams is, like, kind of going through it right now, you know? She doesn't have access to her money right now, and, her ex-manager, Bernie, is, like, trying to place her under a conservatorship.
Not Bernie Sanders.
And he's, like, convinced her bank of Wells Fargo to petition to place her under a conservatorship.
Now, why is Wendy Williams banking at Wells Fargo?
I don't know. I mean, like, it's a bank. You know, she has access to it. Why not use it?
She's not going to have access to it anymore.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, part of it could be, like, karma, because before Britney Spears gave her whole, like, deposition where everyone was like, oh, so this is real. Mm-hmm. Wendy Williams was always like, I don't think the whole Britney Spears, the Free Britney thing, I don't think there's anything to that.
I mean, there's a lot of things that she said that could be, like, considered bad karma coming back to her now, because she's basically made a whole career about, like, gossiping and talking shit on people on TV.
Which, to what I'll say to that is, like, everybody likes to be like, oh, this is what Wendy gets for gossiping, as if you've never gossiped before.
Charlie's like, I am a gossiper, I am a chismosa. No, next.
Literally, my whole thing is like, why are you gonna act like you've never talked shit before? She just does it on TV and gets paid to do it.
But I'm like, I don't know, certain things she says are like,
well, yeah, there are things that she
things
says
across the line sometimes.
Yeah, that I'm definitely not a fan of, like when Drew Carey's ex-wife died and she was like, come on down, because she fell off a balcony. Yeah, that did not,
I laughed. Still a bad thing to say.
The audience was like dead silent when she said that. I think one person was even like, oh, like you could hear it.
Come on,
it was a joke. SpongeBob. But yeah, it's just like,
also April Fool's just passed. Can we talk about how people's idea of a joke is very
I didn't see a lot of April Fool's jokes this year.
I didn't know, but I'm just saying in general, people tend to like the same way that it's, there's always a lesson in a SpongeBob episode, don't get me wrong.
In the earlier ones, at least.
Yeah, I don't watch SpongeBob nowadays.
Yeah.
But Squidward literally physically abused and, like, embarrassed SpongeBob
in front of an audience.
The entire, like, Krusty Krab patronage and his boss.
I'd say and all of Bikini Bottom. All of Bikini Bottom. Because that place was packed.
He literally, like, fucking tarred and feathered him in the Krusty Krab. And then he's like, come on. This is just a joke.
And then he had that image of his mother saying, you stink!
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
well,
like,
deserved.
Yeah, that's how people be joking. And I'm like, yeah, was it a joke or were you just, like, being really horrible?
I mean, if we want to get into it, Chris Rock.
Oh. Well, okay. I have a complicated, nuanced perspective on this, because did Chris Rock go out of line with that joke? Yeah, a little bit. Did Will Smith need to go on stage and slap him? No.
No. But
I think Will Smith was having a little bit of a bad mental day. Because when he accepted his Oscar later on that night, he had a full breakdown and was, like, crying and then talking about love and shit. And everyone was like, just slap somebody on TV.
I mean, we don't need to explain the situation.
It's right. You probably know
about to
it's
death.
It's been talked to death on Twitter. Yeah, everyone on Twitter is making think pieces that are like 50 pages about how Will Smith should be like excommunicated from the world and sent
literally
to an island to be alone.
I mean, like, Amy Schumer is acting like this is the worst thing that's ever happened.
It probably
to her.
Is.
You know, she's literally been like,
she's never seen violence in her life. She's like a privileged white girl.
I need to take a month off of this, off of working, because this event that I just witnessed is so traumatizing. Like, okay, never come back. Bye. What do you want us to say? Real quick about Amy Schumer.
Mm.
I know that she knows that people don't like her. And I know that the people that hire her know that people don't like her.
And I know that the people that hire her know that the people who don't like her, that the people that...
Well, exactly. So it's just like, why are you still hiring her if, you know, she's unlikable?
Case in point, how wise do you hear?
Pretty much. Anyways, but on the whole Chris Rock thing, could Mr. Smith have handled that situation differently?
Not Mr. Smith.
Yes, Mr. Smith. Could he have handled that situation differently? Sure. Did he? No. What happened, happened. And I don't know why.
I also don't think people should be calling for him to get, like, banned from movies or, like, arrested.
Yeah.
Especially because Chris Rock didn't press charges. So, like, what reason would they have to arrest him?
So there's been, like, a lot of back and forth because the Academy has been, like, we asked Will Smith to leave.
The Academy
and he
thing
refused.
Is bullshit, too, because, like, the clips going around of, like, everyone being racist to that Native American woman at the Academy Awards however many years ago. I'm just like, it's all for, like, appearances and posterity. They don't give a shit about, like, actual people or, you know, violence or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know.
I mean, like, because they said, well, there's a few things on that. Because a lot of people were like, this is the worst moment in Oscar history or the most, like...
And, like, pedophiles and predators are constantly getting awards and they literally sent an award overseas to, like, a convicted
Roman Polanski
escapee. Yeah.
I mean, even back in the day, I mean, Gone with the Wind is an example. I forget the actress's name, but they had to fight because she was a black woman, and it was like the 1920s, you know, and they had to fight to even get her in the back of the audience, you know, like, it wasn't even, like, allowed, you know, and this is the most god awful moment in Oscar history.
It's so heinous. I can't
you know
believe it.
Do I think it's a little funny that Will Smith slapped him though?
Yeah. That's another thing. It was a slap. He didn't close fist punch him. He didn't do any real damage. He didn't beat the shit out of him on stage.
Well, that's what people
like,
are
there's
acting
like people
like
on both sides who are exaggerating the fuck out of this, and it's very weird.
Because people are acting like Will Smith punched him, knocked him down, and then repeatedly was like,
yeah,
ah!
Like fucking, like, used a fucking finishing move on him, like Mortal Kombat, and, like, broke his spine in five places, and they, like, zoomed in on the spine. Like, the fucking Academy had the cameraman fucking, like, x-ray.
You're all doing a lot,
yeah,
is all I'm gonna, like, it's just like,
and the people, okay, the fucking people on Twitter being like, when Will Smith slapped Chris Rock, it reminded me of when my dad used to beat
shut
the
up
shit out of me. I'm like, okay, we get it. You're traumatized. That has nothing to do with Will Smith.
But it was, like, mostly coming
white
from
women.
White women.
Yeah.
You know? And it's just, like, two things. This isn't about you. B, to everyone giving their opinion on this, if there's anything I've taken from this, is that we don't need to give our... I mean, obviously, we're giving our opinion on it right
on
now.
We're on
a
podcast giving our unwarranted opinion.
We don't always need to speak about, like, everything. You know? Like, some things we could just have let happen, acknowledge that it happened, and move on.
Yeah.
You know, because at this point, we're, like, a week into this discourse.
Yeah, it's beating a dead horse. I'm tired of talking about it.
You know, and, like, Will Smith announced that he resigned and everything. I don't know if that means he has to give up his Oscar and stuff, but, like...
Also, why does it matter?
Yeah.
Like, I think the whole, like, Oscar award-winning XYZ is, like, so stupid anyways, because it's like, okay, you're already a famous actor, you're already making a shit ton of money, do you really need awards on top of that to really distinguish you from other actors?
It's the circle jerk
just,
of it all.
It is. It's like, aren't you just fulfilled, like, being in movies you care about?
Yeah.
Isn't that good enough for you? You're already rich, you're already famous.
But it's not.
If I was, like, a D-list celebrity and I was, like, in those shitty Netflix movies that get, like, 50% on Rotten Tomatoes, I'd be pretty fulfilled.
You'd be like, I'm getting paid.
Exactly. I'd be like, I have a house, I have a lot of money, people know who I am, I feel like this is good enough.
Yeah.
I don't need an Oscar. I don't need to be in, like, a blockbuster Marvel movie.
I mean, even people have pointed out, though, because, like, other studios now are putting, like, his future movies on pause because of this. Netflix being one of them, and it's just like, oh, okay, but Dave Chappelle called
Dave Chappelle was transphobic as fuck, and he caused, like, a literal, like, strike.
But you guys gave him more specials. And they're,
like, down to fucking endorse his ass.
So it's just like, what is...
What kind of violence are you down for, then?
And then the other thing is, like, everybody's talking about, like, the Will and Jada... Or not the Will and Jada. The Will and Chris of it all, you know? Mm. But, like, no one's really talking about the fact that Jada was disrespected on, like, live TV like that. Mm-hmm. You know, when she's been very public with her alopecia. So it's just like, I don't know, y'all, this conversation all around, it's not, have you seen that TikTok where there's this one gay who's like, just because you're a bottom, and then it cuts to that one drag queen being like, I don't know, honey, I'm not feeling this one.
I haven't seen that.
It's giving that, like, we gotta cut our losses, y'all. If Daniel Radcliffe is being like, I'm bored, let's go. Let's keep moving.
Yeah. You know? Did you see Andrew Garfield reenacting the slap when he was talking to the other celebrities?
No.
There was, like, a video of him, and it was, like, pretty far away and zoomed out, but, like, he was talking to somebody and being like, this is really funny.
I'm not gonna lie. Andrew Garfield.
I'm free on Thursday.
Andrew Garfield and Robert Pattinson.
You really said the British boys?
The British? If there's one thing the British are doing, they're coming! I hate myself.
Sorry. No! Listen. Remember when Florida was, like, the hot spot during the pandemic where everyone was vaccinating and being anti-mask and anti-vax, and we were just, like, making it so much worse?
If there's one thing I will never understand during the pandemic is why were y'all so intent on going? You couldn't wait 2 years to go on spring break?
That's what I'm saying. Not saying that, like, I'm the we're most still popular in it, but person. Still, we are still in it, but it's different. There's a vaccine now. This is, like, pre-vaccine.
Yeah.
It's just wild to me that people are so unwilling to put aside, you know, their personal wants and needs for the greater good. They're just like, oh, well, I need to go on spring break, so I don't care if everyone gets sick, and if I get sick, and if I get old people sick, and if people die, it's fine.
Listen, we were all getting drunk at home anyways. You could have just done it at home.
Okay.
Simply put. I just remember getting drunk on my birthday during the pandemic.
Vibes. Me and Ivan made cake on our birthdays.
I got, a cake from Trader Joe's. I bought myself some orange juice and champagne, and then I watched High School Musical 2. That was my pandemic birthday.
Yeah, that was your Sharpay Evans moment.
Yeah, I think that was my 23rd birthday, 22nd? I don't know. How old was I?
I think it was... Oh god, we're gonna be 25.
Don't say that!
It's all downhill from here. And it was already bad.
I remember the It Gets Better movement.
It gets worse.
Yeah.
It does.
I should sue them.
Yeah, they lied. False advertisement. What? I was like, when I'm out of the closet, my life is going to be so good. And then I came out of the closet.
Literally, we came out of the closet. Donald Trump became president.
Uh-huh.
The pandemic happened. Inflation rised. Like,
how did it get better? Again, gay marriage is legal now, I guess, but everyone still hates us. Yeah. Did I ever talk about my friend in high school who, like, became super religious and bald, and then he was like, I just wish you would, like, change your lifestyle.
No. Was he gay?
No. Well, I don't want to air out his business. Anyway, I'm going to air out his business. So, in high school, I had a really close friend who's a childhood friend of mine. We were very close. I'm not going to name names. Let's give him a fake name for the sake of this.
Roger.
So, yeah, me and Roger were really close when we were kids, and we ended up going to different schools for middle school, and then in high school, we, like, reunited, and it felt so good, because I was like, oh my god, I missed you, bestie. And then, so we were, like, hanging out all the time. I introduced him to my other friends. He ended up dating one of my other friends. It was a long, strange high school story. Not gonna put the mental illness out, but there was a period of time where, after some mental illness stuff, he decided he was, like, a born-again Christian, and he wanted to, like, change his lifestyle.
How old was he around that time?
We were still in high school.
Okay.
So, like, 18.
And then, yeah, so we graduated. I moved to Southern California, where I currently reside, and I started college. And then that Christmas, I believe it was, I had a really rough time because my ex recently died, so I was, like, super fucking depressed. Mm-hmm. And then I went back to my hometown for Christmas break, because at the time, my family still lived there. And he was like, oh, hey, bestie, like, let's hang out. I haven't seen you in a long time. Like, I miss you, blah, blah, blah.
He said, bestie, Anna, you want to talk about God?
Basically. So we went to, like, a restaurant in my hometown, and we were, like, getting burgers. And then he, like, sat me down and was, like, starting to, like, kind of pry about my life because he had seen some stuff on Facebook. So he was like, oh, what's going on? What's, how are you
trying to convert
doing?
You?
Not trying to convert me yet, but he was trying to get at the core of the problem, which was I was in a really bad place, mm-hmm. right? And that's how all predatory religious people are who are trying to convert you. They find out what your weaknesses are and what you're going through, and then they use it against you.
I mean, that's why they go to people in AA.
Exactly. They go to people in AA. They go to people in vulnerable places who need money and food, mm-hmm. and they try to convert them in exchange for services. It's a scheme. But anyway.
A pyramid scheme?
Not a pyramid scheme, but just a scheme. It's a plot. It's a ploy. They're villains.
A church
They're
scheme.
Villains, people. Wake up. Wake up, sheeple. Anyway, sheeple. Yeah, so we're at this burger place, and he's being like, oh, like, did something happen recently? You just seem really upset. Like, what's going on? I saw some posts on Facebook. What's going on? Like, are you okay? And then finally, I, like, couldn't keep, like, keeping up appearances, so I started crying, and I was just like, yeah, my ex died. Like, it's just really rough right now. I'm in a bad place, and college is rough, and I'm just, like, going through a lot right now. And then he was like, oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Well, you know, I just wish you would really change your lifestyle, and I think this is a result of you, you know, being gay and
what?
Yeah, being out of the closet, and you wouldn't be going through this right now if you had just, like, turned to God and, like, decided to, like, you know.
Oh, I want to drop kick him.
Yeah, and I literally was crying in a horrible place. I'm, like, grieving, and he's, yeah. like, saying that, and I just kind of, like, stared at him, and I was just like, oh, okay.
Did you get up and, like, leave after
No, that? I was just kind of, like, in shock, and I was like, okay, well, if you feel that way, that's fine, but, like, this has nothing to do with me being gay and being out of the closet. Like, I'm fine. It's just, like, my ex literally committed suicide. Sorry, trigger warning.
Why are they so convinced?
Yeah, this has nothing to do with God. I'm completely, like, stable and fine with, like, my perspective on life and, like, existence and religion and, like, spirituality. I don't have any need for, like, Jesus to save me.
Mm-hmm.
Especially because I used to be Christian and, like, that didn't do shit for me, so I left.
Yeah.
So the irony of him trying to be like, oh, well, it's because you're not Christian. Girl, when I was Christian, my life wasn't any better. So, yeah, I was just, like, in shock. And then after that, he was like, okay, well, we should hang out again. Like, let me know next time you're in town. And then I never talked to him again. Well, I talked to him again a few years down the line because he texted me asking why another one of our mutual friends, who I love, hey, Angie, if you're listening, texted me. Yeah, but Roger had texted me being like, oh, like, you know, Dead Name hasn't gotten back to me. Can you text them?
Oh.
Yeah, and be like, why aren't you answering my texts? And I was like, oh, yeah, I'll talk to them about it. And then I had messaged Angie and being like, oh, like, why haven't you talked to Roger? Like, what's going on? And Angie was just like, oh, yeah, I'm trans. And, like, I know they're not going to accept me. So, like, I just completely cut them out. And I was like,
as she should.
As she should, right? And I was like, I get it. Because, like, I cut him out after he was fucking homophobic to me. And there's no way he's going to, like, accept that she transitioned.
So he's still, like, super...
Yeah, he's still super religious. He's married to his ex's best... Or his best friend's ex-girlfriend. And
how slimy.
Yeah, yeah. And they got together, like, shortly after they broke up. It was all very weird. And now he's, like, bald and, like, religious.
Is she religious, too?
Yeah, think? They're religious together.
Oh, God.
And, like, they're still in my hometown, as far as I know. And, yeah. I just haven't talked to him, because I'm, like, I don't want, really want to be involved in that.
Listen, I'm not gonna shame you, shame a person for being religious, because obviously...
Well, the thing that gets me is, I know that he was in a vulnerable place, yeah. and that's how he got swayed so easily, because he was going through some really bad mental health stuff in high school, and then his mom and his stepdad are religious, and so as soon as he was in a bad place, and then he got out of that bad place, they were, like, pulling him into it, and then all of a sudden, he was like, I want to go to church every Sunday. I want to shave my head. I want to be religious again.
He's about
I love
to take
God.
A vow of silence.
Basically. And it was, like, all very sudden, because before that, he was, like, he was a 4chan kid. Like, there's no way he was thinking about God when from ages,
if like, he was on 4chan, he probably had a... No, me not.
There's a lot wrong with that, just in general. But from 14 to 18, he was, like, big 4chan, big, like, oh, did that offend you type person? Like, why are you so mad? You know? And to go from that to be like, I love God. I am so holy.
You love God? I love God.
What's wrong with you? But yeah, that's just, you know, more trauma dump.
Because, like, here's my thing. Obviously, religion helps some people get through their life, you know? And obviously...
For sure, but, like, that's a personal, private matter.
Culturally, like, it means something to people, but... And Christianity and, like, Catholicism in specific
has... Very destructive on a worldwide scale.
Yeah, and, like, it is very predatory.
Yeah. You know, with the you can't even act. Like, missionaries' whole purpose is to go convert people, most of the time against their will, by offering, you know, good services, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm. It's very...
People from my church when I was younger used to go on missionary trips to, like, really, really disadvantaged poor places and then expect them to, like, pray with them and, you know, come to God and have their whole, like, baptism Jesus moment in the middle of, like, them being in poverty and starvation. Like, it's ridiculous.
Listen, if any of my family is listening to this, which, you know, if you are... Hi!
Hey, bestie!
But, like, it's no surprise that I don't really believe in the God that, it was sold to our family,
well,
you know?
Yeah, because people love to be like, oh, every time something good happens, it's the God, and every time something bad happens, it's the devil. If the God that y'all love talking about and, worshipping so much existed, do y'all really think that... Sorry, this is just me attacking Christians, whatever.
Religion part two now.
Yeah, religion part two now. Do y'all really think that all the bad that's happening in the world would be continuing to happen? All this unnecessary suffering?
Yeah. Well, because, like...
If he's in such control of everything and he loves everybody so much, why does the devil even exist?
It's hard to,
like... Do people really need to be punished that badly that he's willing to let all this suffering happen? Yeah. I thought we were forgiven for our sins. What's the deal here, you know?
It's really annoying because I remember being so frustrated growing up where... The religious members of my family, they were just like, it's no exception. You believe in God. You can't say you don't. You do. You do. Okay. You do believe in God. And it's just like, no, I don't. You know, like, I don't believe in what you're trying to sell to me. Like, I have my own thoughts. Mm-hmm. I'm not. Go ahead. Do whatever you want. Mm-hmm. You believe in him, but I personally don't.
Yeah.
And it's just like, everyone is so convinced in that camp that everyone believes in their specific God, and it's just like, no, we're not all
that's one monolith. Yeah, there's a ton of different, like, spiritualities and religious beliefs in the world, and everyone thinks they're right, but Christians are just very excessive and they push it onto other people.
They're like Joe Rogan fans.
Yeah,
it's the best comparison I can make. Christians are the Joe Rogan fans of religion.
And I gotta make it about race. There's also
not the Grindr notification going up.
That's all you, baby. There's also a component of race because white Christians are allowed to spread their religion however they want, but as soon as, like, a Muslim person tries to talk about their faith, it's like, oh,
terrorism.
Yeah. So it's like, okay, so is this really about, like, you thinking, you know, God is this that? Because when other people are trying to be spiritual, you attack them. Mm-hmm. So, is this more about a superiority complex or a perceived, like, white knight, oh, I'm holier than thou type shit?
I just wish we would take, like, God out of everything, especially in this country.
Literally, there is, in the law, separation of church and state.
But nobody follows
it. Nobody follows it. Donald Trump was talking about God 24/7 in his presidency, and everyone was sucking his dick for it. It was ridiculous.
And it's just like, y'all are just using God as an excuse to do whatever evil shit you want.
This is
what God wants. God spoke to me.
You use God to justify whatever actions you feel are necessary for your own well-being.
I remember when Celebrity Big Brother first came out in America.
CBB.
They put, I think it was Sean Spicer.
I don't know who that is.
He was Donald Trump's first press secretary in the House. Because they were like, oh my God, we got somebody from the White House who quit.
Did he beat the gay allegations?
I don't know if there was ever any gay allegations against him. Oh, maybe with, like, Trump.
Remember that one Republican who was going to circuit parties?
There's
and everyone was like...
A lot of them.
Well, yeah, but it was the one white one who was getting...
The one that went to Coachella?
I don't know if it was Coachella, but he was, like, shirtless on Twitter making out with somebody, and, like,
everyone I think that was at Coachella.
Yeah, everyone was circulating the video, and he was still being, like, I'm not gay, and, like, making homophobic policies, and I'm like, wow.
And then he came out, and everybody was still dragging him.
Yeah, yeah.
But, of course, there were gays who were like, I don't know, he's hot.
Yeah, I mean, gay men will do anything for, like, good dick.
Hi, I mean, people are still saying Madison Cawthorn is hot, and it's just like, can we get a girl, please? Like, can y'all get it together? Like, these people are literally...
Hi, baby.
What was I gonna say?
I don't know. I don't remember either. Wow. There's a cat.
I know. She Kai interrupted my train of thought. It's okay, Kai. I forgive you. I know it was about religion.
She's a big old piss baby, like 100 Gex.
What?
In one of the 100 Gex songs, they go, oh, you're gonna cry, you little fucking piss baby?
Why is it a piss baby?
I don't know.
Why does it have a kink?
I don't know the full lyrics, but she goes, oh, big boys with the big traps, feeling so clean like a money machine, oh yeah.
I've never listened to 100 Gex.
You would not like it.
I remember.
But Laura Lees is trans, so.
We stan. I remember when, I think it was like their last album that came out, where they were standing in front of a tree or whatever.
Yeah.
100 Gex? 1,000 Gex? What was it called?
I don't remember. I think it was 1,000 Gex.
10,000 Gex.
Something like that.
I think I was still on Tumblr at the time. And I remember, like, clicking an audio post to be like, alright, what does their songs sound like? And it was literally...
Beep, beep, boop, boop,
it wasn't beep, beep, boop, boop, bop. It was, like, literally car horns and crashing sounds like... And I was like,
I love it.
People so like
good.
This?
So good.
It's very
there's like unique. A because they had a remix album come out for that Big Tree album, and it has Fall Out Boy and also Dorian Electra on it.
Oh, Dorian
so
Electra.
So this is very much up my alley.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong, Dorian Electra questionable, but I like their music still.
Why is Dorian Electra questionable?
Because I don't know, something about them is just like their vibe is a little
off,
yeah. And I never could quite put my finger on it. But then I looked at their Twitter and I was like, oh.
They're just annoying.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. But I like their music. But yeah, so there's a remix of a 100 Gex song with Dorian Electra on it, and it's called Get to You. And it's literally the last like 30 seconds of the song. It's giving Charlie XCX with the like random change in the song, and it just turns into like loud, you know, bad noises.
Yeah.
But it goes like, damn, and he's like screaming, and it's like, oh, it does something to my eardrums. I like it.
I will say, I do like Dorian's remix of Replay by Lady Gaga.
Oh yeah, that was another thing.
That was pretty good, but it also wasn't just like typical like Dorian Electra. Well, I also don't know what typical Dorian Electra feels like, so.
It's funny because their older music is much different than their
isn't it like
music.
More poppy?
It's more poppy versus like this is now very deep into like hyperpop.
Yeah. I mean, good for
like,
them.
There's a song they put out called Jackpot, and it's very catchy, and it's like more poppy.
Yeah.
If you wanna hit the jackpot, it's not like
I don't know if I'll ever give Dor. I remember my good Oomphy Pontus. Shout out. I know you're listening.
Hey, bestie. I need to stop.
She had tried getting me to listen to Dorian one time. He was like, I think you'd like it. And I was like, okay. And
is not a hyperpop girly, let me tell you that.
But
much.
I think this was Dorian, one of Dorian's more poppy songs.
Okay.
I don't remember.
What was it called?
I don't remember what it was called, if
you're
I'm being honest. This was like years ago now, you know, like pre-pandemic, probably 2017, 2018,
mm-hmm.
around there. But I just remember listening to the video and I was just like, oh boy! Whoa! Kai just did a trick.
So my roommate's cat hates loud noises, and every time any of us laugh or we scream because we're loud people, because
we're gay, we scream.
She runs the fuck away. So she was just sitting on my lap, and then when Charlie laughed right now, she ran the fuck away.
She did like a whole little turn, and then did like a kick and a backflip off the couch.
It Simone Biles.
Pretty intense. 10 out of 10.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you give your score for?
8. I've seen better from her.
Wow, the fans are gonna come for you.
I live with her. I am her fan.
Yeah. @localtwink.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There you go.
How dare you? come for the cat like that. That's gonna be the tweet.
Oh, she's getting on the bag. That's your bag, huh? Yeah, good girl.
She could be like a cat model.
She really could. She's got the fupa. She's like a body positive cat model. I love her.
Like, you see her in this lighting? Like, you get like a good camera going. Mm-hmm. Maybe give it the sepia tone.
Yeah, she's got the stance. She knows what she's doing.
And then you put the text over her.
It's like,
Miss it's Nikki you, baby. It's you, it's all for you.
You went with a different aesthetic than I was
thinking. Yeah, I was going Tumblr 2012, I think.
Let me find it.
Boys, what's your ball size?
Four.
Four.
There we go.
Sitting!
Yeah, that's Kai right now.
Oh my god, isn't she a wrestler?
I don't know.
But yeah, Kai could be a model.
Hi, baby. Good girl.
You know, there was one time in my life when I was, like, 14, I was like, if I were skinny enough, I could probably be a model. Keep those thoughts, young one.
Yeah, don't lose those.
You stick on to hope, you know? Anyways. You got anything else for this week?
Charlie's like, I'm done talking.
I've got something, but it's...
Is there any other... What's she say? Is there any other blanks I should know about? I don't know.
Is there any other Squidwards?
Oh, Squidwards I should know about? Meow. I'm out of here.
And Jerry just walked off the set. Yep. Never to come back again.
Also, to the people posting full SpongeBob episodes on Twitter Blue,
thank you for your service.
Whoever you are. Thank you.
We know who they are, though, because
they're their names. Yeah.
It just sucks that they can't, like, because SpongeBob episodes are, like, 11 minutes, and Twitter Blue only lets you post up to 10 minutes.
Well, they really, like, they don't put the intro, but they put, like, the opening, like, credits, and I'm like, just cut that out and get to the good stuff. We know who wrote the episode.
They want
to
credit the artists.
They've been out for 20 years.
No!
The artists will come for their crown.
I'm surprised Nickelodeon hasn't been, like,
copyright striking them, yeah.
Take that down.
Considering Nintendo does it to everyone on Earth, I'm surprised Nickelodeon doesn't do the same thing.
Nintendo! They're very intense.
Like, they're doing a lot.
I remember they sued a married couple for like $3 million for emulating games, and it was just like some random couple living somewhere, and it's just like, where do you think they're gonna get $3 million from, Nintendo?
Well, they also just released the update for the Wii. The Nintendo Wii that has been discontinued for a long time.
I want a new one, though.
Well, yeah, same. But they just released a new update that gets rid of the homebrew channel.
This late?
Well, I don't think it was intentional. I think they probably, because the thing I saw on Twitter was basically saying they probably patched it out a long time ago, but never released an update. Mm. But they just released an update recently for something else, and it also patches the homebrew channel.
If you guys don't know what the homebrew channel is, it basically, like, jailbreaks.
Yeah, your and Wii. Lets you, like, make custom games or, like, use certain features on the Wii and get, like, hacked channels and things like that.
Or you can get, like, access to, like, every game.
Yeah, ever. Yeah. Yeah, it's basically like jailbreaking, but they did the same thing on the DS. I think they also patched that out. So yeah, Nintendo is pretty on top of it for like making sure people don't use their products in a way they don't want you to, or like cracking down on emulation and piracy.
They have Nintendo Ninjas for a reason, you know?
What's that?
Those are the people that file all the copyrights.
Oh, okay.
You know?
But I'm just like, is it that deep? You're like... one of the most rich gaming companies on Earth. And, like, millions and millions and millions of people have your systems. So...
this is unrelated to Nintendo copyright strikes, but their Drag Race is also similar, where, like, if you post, like, 5 seconds of a clip on Drag Race, you will get copyright striked, whether it's on Instagram, on Twitter, or YouTube, wherever. Like, they're very intense about it, and it's just, like, why? Relax. Like, this is just what people... no one's making money off of it, you know? Like, it's just a clip.
Are we going to talk about the Drag Race Predator?
Oh, no. We can.
I was just informed of this last night.
But we'll get to it in a second. But
while I was playing Crusader, Think Kings 3. Oh, wait, no. Were we still playing Final Fantasy? I finished Final Fantasy 13.
Didn't save.
And then Charlie came over yesterday and redid the last boss for me, so we stan her for that.
Yeah, I died once.
One singular time. And I started 13-2, and
Story? Questionable.
Off to a rough start.
Off to a rough start, for sure. Gameplay? Yeah. But gameplay? I love recruiting me some monsters.
Jared already maxed out one of the roles in the game, so he's, like, way powerful. He's super powerful in the second world.
I spent 4 hours, because you can recruit monsters, and as soon as you get the feature, there's, like, 5 monsters in the area you can get. I wanted the flower-looking monster thing that has, like, a weird tail and, like, tentacle thing, and it looks kind of like a pussy on the top. But it was iconic, and I was like, oh, I want that. And so, like, I was running around for 4 hours trying to get that fucking monster on my team. I got so much experience, so many items, and now I'm maxed the fuck out and, like, level 50 in one of my roles, and I maxed out the monster already. And I'm, yeah, I just started the game. Yeah, so,
which is, it's a good sign for him gameplay-wise.
You're gonna be very strong. Yeah, I'm, like, grinding in JRPGs kind of expected, so maybe I'm ahead of the curve.
A little bit, but, no, there. Years ago, there was somebody leaking.
Leaky?
Pre-cum. Mm. There was somebody leaking like full episodes of All Stars 3. Mm-hmm. So VH1 of World and World of Wonder was like, we're gonna sue you for like copyright claims.
Right.
So the guy hired like a copyright. No one knew who he was, by the way.
Mm.
So it was like a John Doe case. But the guy hired a copyright lawyer.
Do you want to know my stage name?
What is your John
when
Doe?
When I was in the hospital. Because I almost died. They didn't know my name. Uh-huh. So my wristband said Ivory Doe.
Ivory? Mm-hmm. Not the microaggression.
It wasn't a microaggression. I thought it was pretty.
I guess. I'm like, what do you guys mean by that?
But yeah, obviously they eventually got my name. But like, when I first was put into the hospital, they were like, we don't know who this person is, but he's dying. So Ivory Doe.
But so this guy hired a copyright lawyer, and honestly, the guy probably should have been, like, he should have lost the case because he was fully leaking, like, whole-ass episodes.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, there's no way before to, like, really justify aired. That.
But his lawyer was so good, he got VH1 and World of Wonder to drop the copyright case. So, like, somebody needs to do that with Nintendo.
Mm.
You know, hire that lawyer. Listen, all I'm saying is Nintendo will take down, you know, videos with their music.
Mm-hmm.
They'll take down emulation games, and they'll take down whatever else, but it's just like, you guys are doing nothing with it.
Mm-hmm.
What do you expect people to do? We're gonna do it ourselves.
Yeah.
You know?
You wanna know something else?
What?
They, apparently this is something I learned. They shadow ban people on Mario Maker who use glitches in their levels.
Why?
So, if you, like, use a glitch in your Mario Maker level and they find out, they basically blacklist the level so it doesn't pop up on anything, and you have to specifically search for, like, the level's code in order to play it.
That's so bogus.
Yeah, because they're like, oh, we don't want people, like, using the game as it's not intended. That's not really something to do with Nintendo on a whole. That's just Mario Maker 2. But still, I thought it was so random. It's, I was like, they, like, put that much effort into... Just patch the glitch. I mean, it's that much of a problem.
Nintendo...
But they don't want to patch their game, so they're like, let's ban people who use it.
But, and then, it's just like, what is the point of banning them? Because then nobody gets to play their level.
Yeah, and then they're probably going to be like, okay, well, I don't want to play this game anymore if no one's playing my levels.
There you, and then you just lost a customer.
Right.
Bing, bang, bong, sing, sing, song.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so funny how they're, like, the company that's known as, like, the we like to have fun. Our games are fun.
But do they like to have fun?
No! They're over here like,
no fun allowed!
I love how we went from Wendy Williams to religious trauma to Nintendo being no fun.
I told y'all we didn't have a topic this week. It's a mess when we don't have a topic. It's a mess when we do have a topic. What are we gonna name this? What am I gonna wear? Am I gonna cry?
The Wendy Williams episode.
Oh.
No. It's only, like, 5 minutes of Wendy Williams. We could name it. Look, you're giving. We could name it.
Bartandalus.
Bartandalus. Let me go to Bartandalus.
I'm no one's slave.
I don't like that Lightning says that over and over and
she
over.
She literally every single time you use Army of One, she says it. Well, not every time, but most of the time.
Most of the time, yeah. And if you use it 3 times in a row, you'll hear it again and again and again. Along with the sound effects.
But if you use it against Bartandalus, she goes, Bartandalus!
Lightning is a queen, though.
Yeah.
If you guys don't know who Lightning is, she has...
She's the best Final Fantasy character.
Pink scene hair, you know, it's very spiky.
Mm-hmm.
It's off
she has a sword side. Blade, so she's very edgy. She's an edgy girl.
Belly button piercing. So
she does not know Thundaga.
She does now.
No. Because of me. My head canon is that she knows no magic. Okay. She only uses sword and gun.
When I was upgrading Jared's characters, because again, he forgot to save.
Forgot?
It was so funny too, because I was on FaceTime with him the entire time that he was beating
literally,
that boss fight.
We were on FaceTime for like 2 hours, and I was just playing the ending of the video game, and then the credits rolled, and I guess I just stopped.
You
I just closed the whole
he
game.
He hit the home button and was like, okay, I don't need to see the credits.
Mm-hmm. I didn't even get the achievement that pops at the end for beating the final boss. Like, that happened when Charlie redid it. So I was like, I must have just tuned out as soon as those credits came on.
Yeah. So when I was, you know, upgrading all his characters, Lightning can learn, you know, a bunch of magic spells. And one of those spells being thunder, mm-hmm. you know, because her name is Lightning.
Her name's Claire. Like, don't get it twisted.
That's her. No, let me not.
Were you gonna say dead name?
Yeah. I get to.
Nice.
But I was upgrading his characters, and like the final stage of Thunder is called Thundaga, and Jared hadn't taught her that yet.
She doesn't need it.
Her name is Lightning.
Her strength was like 1700. She slashes things and they're dead.
I'm just saying, there's some things in this world that you need to do. You know, like Mario, you associate with jumping. Sonic, you associate with running.
No.
What do you associate lightning with?
You
want to
know something?
Thunder.
You want to know something? I associate Mario with plumbing. I associate Sonic with being fast. I associate lightning with being a bad bitch using a sword.
Gunblade.
What? It's a sword. I don't care.
She said Second Amendment rights.
It's a shoot sword.
Shoot sword. You know, Squall from Final Fantasy VIII has a gunblade, but
oh yeah,
his
works. I never played Final Fantasy VIII.
You don't need to; it's a very bad game.
Okay, I know his outfit is atrocious.
It's sickening. Thank you very much. It's all black, all leather. It's not sickening. it's very of the times.
Final Fantasy X and 13 are my faves.
But his gunblade is like it's still a sword. But the way he uses the gun part of it is there's a trigger part on the sword, and so when he slashes someone, it just causes, like, an explosion instead of, like, shooting them.
Okay.
So, it's not very unique, you know?
I guess.
Lightning's actually transforms.
Oh, yeah. Like, that's the interesting thing about the weapons in Final Fantasy XIII. All of them transform.
For the most part, yeah.
Yeah. Except Snow, because he doesn't have a weapon. He just has a coat.
He fights with his fisting hands.
Right. But, yeah, all the other ones kind of change forms, because, like, Saz's weapon can be dual pistols or an assault rifle.
Oh, yeah, because he can do the thing where he combines them together and then
yeah.
goes...
Yeah. I don't need to explain all of it. You get the point.
They all have fun weapons.
Yeah,
play Final
very,
Fantasy 13,
yeah,
people.
Play Final Fantasy 13. I never got around to it when I was younger, and now that I did play it, I'm like, I wish I had played this when I was younger.
It was very hated on when I was a kid, you know, so I always felt like the odd one out, being like, I like Final Fantasy 13.
And be playing Kingdom Hearts Chain of Memories.
Yeah. Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
And I'm, like, playing the little cards.
I will say, replaying the game with you, and just seeing the Final Fantasy 13 2 as well, I'm just saying, the dialogue was especially fitting for, like, a 14-year-old me. Like, it was very much, like, a young kid's first anime kind of dialogue.
Yeah.
You know? And looking back at it now, I'm like, yeah, was it corny?
Mm-hmm.
Sure. But I still love the game overall. It has a very special place in my heart.
Mm-hmm.
Got me through a lot. You know?
Yeah.
Thank you, Lightning. Anyways, that's our pod!
Yeah, we talked for an hour, so that's our job.
We did our job.
And rate us 5 stars. Don't.
Someone please come fuck me!
Okay, Slater sampled that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, in the song Daddy as Fuck, she sampled that video.
Somebody please!
Yeah.
Come fuck me,
I'm horny.
She was so real for that.
We're going to our concert next month, so that's fine.
For your birthday.
I have a whole, not a month long, but like a week long birthday celebration planned because...
Should we start buying like the Jersey Shore stuff now?
Maybe. I don't know how deep into it I'm going to go. I have the tapestry I need to get because it's in my closet somewhere. I need to find that and then we can put it on that wall.
Oh, true.
And then I need to figure out what episodes we're going to watch.
The tapestry being the iconic
the
letter.
Note. Yes.
Yeah.
And then I'm gonna figure out like what kind of dress code I'm gonna enforce. But yeah, I'm having a Jersey Shore birthday party, and then we're going to the Getty at some point, and then we're going to the Slater concert, and that's my birthday celebration for being 25 and old.
Maybe I should get a dick piercing like Pauly D.
Are you down for that?
No.
I was gonna say you don't even have a piercing. Period. Why would you go straight to the dick?
I would never get a dick piercing. I don't think.
I think they're kind of hot, but I don't think I'd want one.
I don't see the functionality.
With how long my ear piercings took to heal.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, this one was fine because it's like a small hole.
But like, how do you pee with
it? You just pee and then it squirts. It kind of it just
goes everywhere though, right? Yeah, I don't want that. I don't want a fan.
You could try taking it out before you pee.
I'm not doing all that work.
Yeah. But, like, when I got my fucking industrial in this ear, that shit took, like, 9 months to heal. So you're telling me I'm gonna have a wound in my penis for 9 months that might get infected?
Mm-mm.
No, thank you. Especially since it's, like, down there. It's gonna be all sweaty and
uncomfortable.
Stuff. You're gonna have to be cleaning it pretty often.
I just... Props to you if you have one. But I could never. You know?
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. Jersey Shore party.
I hope Polly still has his.
I think so. Did you see that TikTok where this girl was like, oh, yeah, my dad died recently, so I went to, like, collect his jewelry from,
and it
like,
was his dick piercing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she got it stuck on her hand, and wow. She has to use butter to get it off.
Why would she think that was a ring for her finger? Because dick piercing, I would assume it's not a full ring.
Right.
So...
I
was like,
know.
It was clearly a piercing-looking ring, and she put it on her finger.
Maybe it was a full ring.
Do you put that in your dick if it's a full circle?
Maybe it like connect. I don't know how dick piercings work. I'm not an optometrist. Anyways, you can follow us at Gay Screaming Pod on Twitter. Watch us not updated again this week.
Yay! And that's a secret I'll never tell.
I choose my own destiny.
No, thanks.
We forgot to mention, this last week was the iconic date of March 29th, and it was a Tuesday.
On Tuesday, March 29th, they'll be performing at the iconic, I don't know.
The historic San Francisco Castro District.
For the first time ever. Would you hold it against me?
Anyways, you can follow me at @Misty_Terrain on Twitter.
You can follow me on local...
@_Twink
yeah.
@_Twink_local_XXX
XOXO.
Gossip Girl. Anyways, see you guys next week when we have a topic. If you guys actually, not that you'll respond.
We're talking to a wall at this point.
But if you guys have any suggestions for topics.
Yeah, let us know. Or if we still want to do an advice segment, that'd be fun. But no one ever asks us for any advice.
So. Probably because they're like, these bitches
giving us advice. We're not going to help.
We're going to make things worse.
Exactly. We're going to destroy your life.
If we know anything. Have I ever actually told the Migos story?
On the pod?
Yeah.
I don't think so. Because wasn't one of them listening?
I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it'd be kind of fun and messy if we talked about it next week.
Has it been long enough for me to talk about it yet?
It's been, like, a year.
I think I'll still have to, like, be vague-ish.
Well, of course. Yeah. We'll use, like, fake names like Roger.
Rabbit.
Roger Rabbit.
Do the Roger Rabbit. Anyways, we'll see you guys next week when we maybe talk about my whore times.